The following is message 7 of Gene Gruller's sharing on the children and students in Anaheim, California, on the afternoon of November 1st, 1989, and on the morning of November 8th, 1989.
Oh, Lord Jesus! Amen. 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 Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Okay, now because it's now about 11:45 at night for me, I'm not gonna give you a message this afternoon. In this class, I've given a lot of messages, and you haven't had that much time. So I'd like to find out what did you do concerning these home children's meetings while I've been away. I asked you at least to try the last two weeks, to set something up, and I'd like to find out what is your experience. I would mention that when I got back, I found out that some of you checked because you felt you were pressed on your schedule. You didn't know whether you could fulfill this assignment. I would just ask in the future, please check with me. Anything related to my class, check with me. Don't check with someone else, okay? Then I'll know if you're excused or not. If I don't hear from you directly, then you're responsible for what I say, regardless of what anyone else says, okay? So I hope we could have that understanding. Anyway, Tom, you have one this afternoon. Tell us, how did you come about setting it up? Because he may have to leave a little early.
Well, basically, we were in the community knocking on doors, and we came across a lady that keeps children. She does this for a job. So we came back a week to 10 days after we'd met her the first time and asked her if we could come in to have a children's meeting in her home.
Okay.
So we had one last week, so we've only had one, and the second one will be today. So basically what we did is we went over the creation, God's creation in Genesis chapter 1, and we learned some very important matters. One is we learned our audience, firstly. We've got quite a long spectrum of age groups there. So what we're ready to do this time is to divide them up into two classes. Some of them are from, four to...
There's like about 4 to 6 year olds and then about a group of 5 to 10 year olds.
5 to 10 year olds. Mm-hmm. So we're ready this time to continue on with God's creation, but we want to emphasize with the children the creation of man and get into the difference between God calling things into being and God actually forming man in his own image and according to his likeness. The first meeting, we sang some songs, and this is when we really realized we're working with two different age groups.
Uh-huh.
We had some very good action songs to get the children involved, and the young ones really got into the enjoyment of these songs. But the older ones, they were a little, the level was too low for them, so they got into kind of the realm of mocking and having fun. So this time, again, we're ready. We've got two different types of songs for the kids. For the little kids, we've got some good action songs. For the other ones, we've got some that are a little more to their level.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else to say.
Good. Let Bonnie say something.
Okay.
In this neighborhood where she keeps children, her son is a 10-year-old, and he knows a lot of the neighborhood kids. It's not only the children she's keeping that would be there, but she sent out, when we went back to talk to the children what we were going to plan to do for that meeting, she had written up a little invitation to send to all the neighbors, according to what we told her would be covered in the class. Exactly what I wrote down for her. The first one being character, and then, whatever about character, then about impressing them the importance of education, and then about God and the Bible. And she had it on a real little color. It was so cute, and she had to put in envelopes and take all around the neighborhood. Anyway, from that, a lot of, several other children came, and those 5 10-year-olds, they're all in the same class as her son's class, so that was really encouraging. And then these other little kids, in the neighborhood or that she keeps, some are her grandchildren. She's a Christian, but her husband isn't saved. So, and we've had a couple chances to talk to them, so we're hoping for their house, but also for even, in the neighborhood, for the other kids able to get back to their homes. And there are some other people in that, we're working in that neighborhood, and there are some other people in that neighborhood with children whom we plan in time to invite their children to come to that. So it can be a very useful meeting.
Very good. Who else is on your team?
Yeah, Mary.
Mary, say something.
They've about said everything.
Give them a number, Mary.
The number of what?
How many kids?
Last week was 10.
10 kids.
There was 5 other ones and
5 older ones.
So we're going to split it this time and have the little ones and the older ones. Actually, I'm just quite encouraged because, you know, you can just see what could happen, you know, with just the different families. Like, you know, we've met a couple of the parents of the kids. And, you know, of course, our kind of goal is to eventually, maybe after a month or so, we would say we'd like to have a conference with their parents to tell them, you know, what we're doing with the kids, you know, if the kids have said anything to them, and, you know, what if they've noticed anything, you know, with them. Just, actually, I mean, it's not to have a conference meeting about the kids, it's just to, you know, that we would meet the parents. That would be a kind of opening there. There's also, this is kind of a sideline, but there's, in this particular neighborhood, there are some older boys as well, and we had considered, you know, seeing about doing some kind of like high school, you know, junior high school kind of thing. That hasn't materialized yet, mainly because we felt like we should kind of focus on this right now. But there's just, in this particular neighborhood, there's a lot of possibilities.
Good.
It's very encouraging.
Good. Tell us about how long the time you spent with them, and what did you do in that period of time?
Like we said, we've only done this once, and it was 1 hour. The first half hour was to cover a lesson, and then to cover just really briefly a character trait, and then you know, interspersed with that was to sing some songs. And you know, mainly last time it was "How About the Oceans?" How about the sea? You know, an action song, because we weren't on how many kids there would be, what their ages would be. So, like Tom said, we're learning. And then the second half is for them to bring their homework and for us to help them with their homework. And if they don't have homework, actually, the sister whose house it's in has a computer. And, I mean, she does up these things for the kids anyway, because she has so many kids she's taking care of. And so she really is getting involved. It's not like she's just letting us do it, but I mean, it's really quite good. She's like coordinating with us. It's really quite good.
What character trait did you cover?
Last week was obedience. This week it's going to be just.
Being just. Okay. Tom, tell us what you plan to do today with the younger ones versus what's the difference between what you'll do?
Well, basically, we're going to cover the same topic, but it will be on two different levels. With the younger children, it will be very simplified, but we want to emphasize that they are a man created in God's image. We want to leave them with that kind of impression. With the older boys, we feel to kind of test them over the material we covered the first time, plus to emphasize the creation of man with some examples such as using the glove, and just to make them quite clear on this matter. Then, for the character trait, we want to touch with them just. With the little kids, we'll pretty much tell them that to be just is to give your friend as many swings as he gives you. But with the older boys, we feel to maybe bring in something of Nicodemus. Zacchaeus. And just give some illustration of how Zacchaeus was one who was representing the government, but he would collect more than the government actually wanted, and he would pocket the rest. So to show them what it is to be just. To be just is to be fair, to be equal. So basically it'll be on those two lines. With the kids, too, we feel to continue with the action songs. They really, really got into these songs. They were having a good time, smiling, clapping, all this. But the older boys, so we'll just pretty much sing and see. I don't know. We're not too clear on how to bring them into the singing yet.
Did you do anything with any Bible verses? Any memory verse?
Yeah, this time, Gene, we're ready for the older boys to give them a memory verse. And I don't know, Mary, are you?
I was thinking with the younger ones, it would just be like the main verse we're covering is Genesis 1:26. So just to like the first lines, that God said, "Let us make man in our image of our life."
Did you cover Genesis 1:1 last time?
Yeah, we covered
in the beginning.
Yeah.
Well, for a memory, did you give them some kind of verse?
No, no, oh. Last,
Mm-hmm. I see. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay, good. Very good. Who else has something? Amen. Good, Sean.
In the Havra, we already have a regular children's meeting on the Lord's Day morning. But for these last 2 weeks, we did something additional. On the last two Saturday afternoons, we had a children's meeting in the home of a sister who just recently got baptized. And this was, it was completely in Spanish. The first week, we had 21 children who came. And the subject of it was obedience to parents. And what we did was we had several songs, some of the motion songs, and we put on a little play about Abraham and Isaac. And we made a few little props for the play. And then there was also some sharing based on Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 2 and 3. And the point was that if you obey your parents, you will live long on the earth. Then the second week, the subject was on man being a vessel. And there were 18 children who came. The sharing was from Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. And the following morning, the Lord's Day morning, there were four of these ones who came to our regular children's meeting in La Habra.
Very good. Who else is on this group? Tell us something.
In this first meeting, we start to pick up the kids, the children that were in the street. We went and we didn't know how many we would have, so we start to, there were no children there. We start to call all the children that we saw in the street, and they were already outside. And so all of these kids came and were in the meeting, and the thing that impressed me was that the children are really very open, you know, but to keep their attention and impart something into them, you have to be as living and as crazy as they are and do something that will keep them acting and involved in the whole thing.
Right.
And this play that we had, I could not, I was the narrator. So I was narrating while they were doing, you know, the play. I was seeing all their faces, and the kids, they were like these, just looking everything that was happening, and I could see that it's you can impart and put something in the you can put more in the children doing things like this. That will be in them, you know.
Right.
That will be inside of them. There were not some only words that you have to obey your parents because Ephesians 6:2-3 said. But they saw something and they got captured by that. And then there were many kids that we even didn't know them before their parents. So they were, you know, this kind of naughty boys that that starts, you know, oh, what is this, in a funny way, but. Then we could see that they were so open and like, oh, you know, thank you. One of the kids told me, thank you. And they said, oh, you're welcome. And they, because we were, they felt so, you know, that was, I know that was a new thing for them. Something new that they didn't have before there.
Good. Good. Who's the third one on this team? Good.
The thing that I really touched me is, I think in this neighborhood, the parents, they don't take care much to make some activities, good activities for children. So this is why when we start to say, come in with us, we have something for you, they were crazy. And then they were very thankful because we paid all our attention. We make everything for them. You know, they were the coin of the street, you know. Mm-hmm. And they were so happy. And now mm-hmm. you can see the results. Whenever we go to the meeting, they're checking.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, and they sit, you know, mm-hmm. and they still in the meeting and they hear mm-hmm. what we say. And mm-hmm. I remember one of the kids after the children meeting said, you know what, I live in this house, and I live in that house, I live in that house. Mm-hmm. You know? They tell us where mm-hmm. they live.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is our goal, being right. the parents.
Right.
So I believe this is the way through the children, because we have a new one, and we can break through
mm-hmm.
in him. But his children, he was in the meeting the two times. And through him, we can start the meeting with the parents. Mm-hmm. Because he is the one who, when hear us, he come out. He starts to share with the parents what he enjoy in the meeting, the children's mm-hmm. meeting. So it's so good. They're open. You know? Mm-hmm. And for them, this is what Magda said, is something new.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very organic and living. Every one of us do something, not just one person.
Mm-hmm.
Every mm-hmm. one of us, we are crazy like mm-hmm. that. They mm-hmm. like it.
Yeah.
They mm-hmm. like it. Mm-hmm. I think we don't see anything right now, but then by the time we can see how these children are very impacted
right.
with all the...
Right. I think this is a good point that Doris mentioned, and that is that you will find that many parents don't arrange what their children do. They don't arrange positive things for them. They just are left on their own to fill their time, get into trouble, you see. So to fill their time with something positive is a great help. Eventually the parents will be grateful. Even though they didn't do it, they'll be grateful that somebody did it. Who else? Some other have had some experience? Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know, it seemed like when we first went out, I think we just kind of went out by faith because we really didn't know anything mm-hmm. was going to open up. But this one household where we were having a home meeting, you know, a few times, it was good or yes, but and then in the upstairs apartment, there was another family, and we really don't have any home meeting with that household. We just met them one time mm-hmm. to share the mystery of human life, and they're a Romanian family. And both households just responded right away, you know. Mm-hmm. Just like what Doris said, I think they realize this is something wonderful
mm-hmm.
that the children can be taught and learn the Bible. Anyway, one household, the Romanian family, I mean, after we finished with the children, we went back upstairs, and it was the aunt, I think. She gave us a loaf of baked homemade bread. I mean, mm-hmm. you were just taken aback because you mm-hmm. couldn't believe it. It was really touched us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's really, you know, like a love relationship, mm-hmm. you know. They're just happy. The children mm-hmm. are just waiting mm-hmm. for us when we get there.
Mm-hmm.
And right away we started our meeting with some action songs with the children. They love that song, Why Was the Cup Made? And
mm-hmm.
The Heavens Are for the Earth. And and we gave them some memory verses. I was so impressed. The second week we went back, the children really spent mm-hmm. the time to get the verse into them.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we kind of said, we'll give you a reward.
Uh-huh. That's good.
You know, it really did help.
Sure.
And we had some stories where we involved the children in a play. The first week we did Zacchaeus, the story about Zacchaeus, and then we questioned them, you know, to... did a review about Zacchaeus the second week, and they all could remember the points from the story. And,
mm-hmm.
It was really an encouraging experience mm-hmm. for us.
Very good. Who else is on your team? Then? Okay. Yeah.
Very encouraging, Michael. And that the two families are just open to us. One
mm-hmm.
of the families, the father is kind of offish. But that day, he vacuumed the house for us
mm-hmm.
when we came. And then the mother prepared snacks for us and for the kids. So it was really
mm-hmm.
good. And also, you know, the kids just love it.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I was impressed too, when we were, they like role-playing. They like role-playing and they like doing the action songs. And also, lastly, something very interesting. Our story was about Naaman and,
mm-hmm.
and his servant.
Mm-hmm.
And the point of the story was love your enemies.
Mm-hmm.
And because Naaman's servant was a captive, but although Naaman was her captor, she didn't keep from him what he knew, what she knew, what would make her master well. So we made that up into loving the enemy. Halfway across, towards the end of the story, the two girls, they were fighting. They were fighting. A little girl said something about the other girl, and the other girl heard it. And she just looked at her and was really angry. And just about that point, we're saying our Bible verse, love your enemies. And it was so cute. They held hands. they just held hands. It was so, you know, the other one who realized that she'd done something wrong, she just held her hand right away. It was so cute. And it's so interesting how these little people, these little children, you know, the things that are in their mind. And it was just so encouraging. They memorized the Bible verses, and they were so happy with the things they got. And they always say, you know, we can't wait till you come back again next week. So I think it'll just be a matter of time till we have more of an opening for the parents. Now they're very open to us for the children. We hope in the future the parents would be open for them to come.
So how many, who else is on this team? Oh, Roger. Okay, good. So, how many times have you met? What was the subject the first time? Did you say Anne? I'm sorry. Huh? Oh, Zacchaeus the first time, and Naaman the second time. Okay, very good. And tell me, what was your point on Zacchaeus? Yeah, you mentioned, but what was the point you were after?
Just an eager.
Good. Okay. Just and eager? Eager. Good. Very good. That's not bad.
But we also got into getting the verse, the song, Today Salvation Has Come to This House.
Oh, very good. Very good. Very good. Okay. Who else? Yeah. Oh, Leanna was up before. Could you let her go first? And then we'll come to the brother's side. Don't worry.
We had two children's meeting. The first one, we had three children. And we did it on creation and how God loves man and he loves creation and how man is the center of the universe. And, we sang the song, Oh, I'm a Man, I'm the
Meaning of the universe.
And then we did a story on Adam and Eve and just mostly on God's creation and, you know, why God created man, because he loves man. There were three children, and it was good because the parents just said, is there something I can do, you know, can I bring the snacks? And I realized we need to get the parents involved. And so then the next time we had the children's meeting, we couldn't do it at this house. We had to go to another house with some children in the area. So at this time we only had two, but we did it on Noah. And we told the story of Noah, and one of his sister dressed up as Noah, and we did like a little play. And then we did some pictures of the ark, and then they drew the pictures, and then we sang a song about Noah, and we just tied it in on how God loves man. God saved all of creation with man. We tried to tie it in with plastic, and then also... because Noah obeyed God, God had a way with him. So then we started to talk a little bit about how we need to obey our parents. And sometimes Noah was laughed at because he obeyed God. And the same with us. Sometimes if we obey our parents, then people are going to laugh at us. You know, it's time to play now, but your parents want you to do your homework. And people are going to laugh at you. So it was pretty good. I think we're going to go back this Friday.
How many did you have the first week?
Three.
Three, and two the second time. Good. And how many did you have? And Jean, how many?
Four.
Four. Good. Who else is on your team then, Leanne? Let's take it a team at a time, then we'll come to your team.
We went on Sunday to home meeting, and when we knocked on the door, they didn't open the door, and we said, in this place near park in the fifth couple. And we meet a guy, a little boy that walks in a bicycle around there. And he told us that he has a book, a Bible book. Then he went to his house and he bring the Bible. And we begin to make a little story about the tree. Zacchaeus, the man in the tree. And then we invite him to the children's meeting, and well, she went back to his house. And later, when was the day of the children's meeting, we went to his house to pick him up to go there. And later we went back to the house and we met his mother, and his mother told us that she was very happy that someone is taking care of. When we were there in the park, he saw on the window, he saw, look out, and he called the husband.
She's peeking through the window.
He was looking at the window. Look, our son is reading the Bible. Is someone there? And then he told us, he opened the house for a home meeting maybe in 2 weeks.
Very good. Wow. Very good. Amen. Who else? Yeah, James.
The thing that impressed me,
Richard.
The first meeting was that we should have something that the kids can take home to their parents. Because after we talked to the mother after the first meeting, the little boy had come home and he had tried to sing the song to him, and he told her that Adam, the reason Adam was created was because he named all the pets. he had something to share with his mother, and we were really burdened the next time that we have some kind of craft with a verse on it, and so they can take it home to their parents, and their parents can see what they did
Yeah, this is a good point, and over the years, it's very good with little children to send something home, even if it's just an index card with a verse written, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, Genesis 1:1, and a little sticker of a flower or a bird, or, you know, just something to make it a little attractive. Well, some of the sisters are very good at just drawing a little something on it to make it attractive. Also, some of the simple choruses. You could put on a little index card or something, write them out. Of course, if you have 22, that's a big, 22 in a meeting, that's a big job. But for your smaller ones, where there's just a couple, it's very, very good. I'd like to encourage you to try to do that. Send something home with them. Then there could be an opening more into the homes. So I think this is a very good point to try to prepare something if possible. It could be very simple. Just get a bunch of index cards. If you need some, I'll bring some tomorrow. You can have a pack of index cards, write up something. I'll just take you a few minutes to write out a verse, and that would be their memory verse. See, then they can say it to their parents can check them, that they learn it. Something like this. This is a very good point, Richard. Yeah. Go ahead, Gerald. Tell us about your team.
I went out about three different occasions to try and set up a children's meeting. On the third time, we met a grandmother with a 10-year-old boy, and the situation was, it was from a broken home. Both his parents had split up and married someone else. We tried to make an appointment. This was on, I think it was on Thursday or Friday. We tried to make an appointment to see him on the weekend, but he said he couldn't. We couldn't see him because on the Saturday he was going to visit one set of parents, and then on the Sunday he was going to visit the other set of parents. So, and the grandmother wasn't too happy about us. She was a bit weary of us. So we just sang a song at the door. We sang the song about David and Goliath, the actions at the door. The grandmother there and the little boy there. And then he got really excited about it. So we tried to make an arrangement with the little boy. So then the grandmother let us come because, we touched the room. So then we came back a week later, and he came out to the... We were there just on time. And he came out the front door, and he came out to the street. He looked down the street that way, and he looked down the street. the UNCS, we were right across there, the side of the ramp. And the grandmother said he'd been waiting all week for us to come back. So we went in there and we had a little meeting on creation. You know, the heavens are there. The heavens are for the earth. The earth is for man. The man's for God. Right? We went up there. And we did the songs on why was a cup made. But when we first got in there, we had the grandmother, this 10-year-old boy, and a little girl about 3, which was a bit young to come, you know, but she's still involved. And then we had 2 parents and another adult. So we had 4 adults at first. Mm-hmm. 4 adults. Mm-hmm. And they were all sitting there on the couch like that, and then we had to perform. We had to really get out of ourselves too. not so hard in front of kids, but when you've got all the adults there. So we've got another appointment to go back this Friday, second meeting.
Very good. Yeah. Say something?
Yeah, this boy, he was, I considered him an exceptionally bright boy. I guess he's in grade 2, but he was really bright. And we sang a couple songs on creation, like the heavens are for the earth, the earth is for man, and why was a cup made and all that. And then we talked to him about creation. And when we were telling him the story, we asked him, why was the heavens made? And he said, I know that. That's because there could be food on earth. Food on the earth for the animals and for the people. And then we asked him, well, that's very good. Well, why was the earth made? And he said, well, for everything to live on the earth. And then we said, well, that's very good. Well, why was man made? And then he said, well, you know, that's one question that I haven't been able to figure out yet. I couldn't believe this. You know? So at least there was something we could tell him. So we told him, well, you're made to have God's life in you. And he said, oh, good, you know. And then I told him, now you know more than the professors in university. So it was really good. And the mother was right there all the time, enjoying this, you know, and smiling. And we sang some action songs. You know, we took off our shoes. And why was a shoe made to have a foot in it, you know? And we got cups and envelopes and everything. And it was really quite good. Even though we didn't have too much preparation for this first time, it still turned out quite good.
Good. Who else is on this team? You have a sister? Oh. Who's the sister?
Faye. Oh, Faye. Sure.
You have to say something. What did you do?
What did I scare about?
What did you do? What did you do? Tell us what you did in this.
We had to get out of our mouths and sing those songs and everything. Even though we didn't prepare very much and some things we did wrong, but we still really enjoyed ourselves because I felt that, you know, we got out of ourselves. So that was good. And I think with them, and there's always a lot of people going through the house, right? And they've got a big lounge, big living room. And I just thought, you know, for the future, we can sort of have maybe something to tell a story to the kids and then have something more for the parents, right? Just to so that we can have something for the parents and adults as well. Like, and one of the 8 great men books, there's a bit about, it's from a truth lesson. It's quite complicated. It's not really simple for kids. It's about how Noah not only walked with God, and he not only built the ark, right, but he also turned the age, turned the corrupted age to one that was for God. And I just thought maybe that would be good for the adults.
Good. Let me check with you. How many did not have a chance to have a children's meeting in these couple of weeks? How many did not have one? Just very few didn't. Mostly brothers. How come? Okay. What I would say is, if you don't have one by next week, you'll have one here next week. So if you haven't had one in a home, then you be prepared to give us a children's meeting, a brief children's meeting. You must have a song. You must have a verse, and you must have a point. Okay, three things. A song, a verse, and a point. Because I don't like to pass by this part of this course without everybody doing it once. So if you don't do it out there, you have to do it here for all of us. We'll all be the kids, right? And you can do something for us. So that will be, if you haven't had one, so this may motivate you to have one with children and tell us about it. And then most of the rest of you haven't said anything, so I still like to find out a little more. And for sure, there are some problems, right? Some difficulties and so on. So let's talk about that next week, okay? We got a very encouraging report from some. But if you had some difficulties and yours wasn't quite so successful, don't be discouraged because it takes practice. Everything takes practice. And sometimes you get a group of kids and everything works, and sometimes you get a group of kids and nothing works. And believe me, I've known it both ways, so don't be discouraged. Just keep practicing. If you can build up something in a regular way, it's very, very good to do every week at least a children's meeting. So next week, those who haven't had a chance, you have to come prepared. All you need is a song, a verse, and a point, and then we'll talk about it. I would say this very briefly because the time is gone. And that is, it's very, very important that you know what is the point you're after when you start to speak. You can have a story, you can have a Bible story, you can have any way, but you must know what point you're after. And you must work toward that point. Of course, if the song can match it, that's very good. And you must have a verse. You must give them a verse or a phrase. If they're little children, even three-year-olds can learn, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Even a three-year-old can learn that. So you must try to give them some scripture. Put some scripture, a phrase, just a part of a verse. Genesis 1:26, you may just give them part of the verse, right? But you must put a verse into them. And the singing is very important, as you already find out. And then in what you talk to them about, you must have a point. There must be a definite point. If it's a character matter, you see some of the things. If it's a gospel story, like the heart, or something, you see. And I would just mention that especially in Genesis, well, actually through the whole Bible, if you have a copy of Gospel Outlines, you will find some good points just in the titles. You see, that book, Gospel Outlines, is gospel messages from Genesis all the way through the Bible, and then the last part is by topics. But if you're in Genesis 1, you can go. There are several messages. There's one very good message on where are you? Where are you? When God came in the garden after the fall, saying, Adam, where are you? You see, that's a very good, you know, so you can get a point. If you have difficulty yourself, then you may look at Gospel Outlines. I think with the adults, don't worry about the adults. You can't do both at once. Do something with the children. The adults will get something. They'll get some impression. You just do something on the children's level. If you try to cover, like, you know, it's hard, I realize, when you have four or five adults watching there. Just, in a sense, forget about them. Do something with the children. What you put into the children will get into the adults, too. Don't worry about it. The main thing is take care of the children when you're working on the children. And keep it simple, right? A clear point of character, a clear point related to the gospel, especially gospel points, right? Because we like to preach the gospel. And you begin to plant the seed of the gospel into the children. You don't have to worry about more, you know, other aspects of truth. You have to mainly the character and the gospel things, the things related to the gospel. So from all that you've said, it's all very good to me. I would like to check. I wish we had another hour or two to hear from everybody. But this, to me, is very, very encouraging. So I like to encourage you to keep it up. But try to be very clear what your point is when you begin. And that will help you, you see. That will be a great help in speaking. Then you won't be in the middle of a story and suddenly wonder, where do we go from here? In other words, you have a destination. You must have a point. No matter how simple it is, that God created the heavens and the earth, that's a point, see. That man is a vessel to contain God, that's a point. that we have to have a soft heart to receive God's word. That's a point, you see. Then all your development is okay, but you must focus on a definite point and keep it simple, okay? So the songs, the scripture verse, I like to emphasize this, is very good. Give them, even learn it with them. Spend 5 minutes. Let them go over it. Let the girls say it. Let the boys say it. Let them raise their hands. Who can say it? You know, in other words, and I think you already found out that if you're not interesting, it's all over, right? You got to be interesting. You got to be outside of yourself and a little bit crazy, right? Then the children will get a lot from it. So I feel very encouraged by the sharing this afternoon. This is a good reward for me in coming back home after 2 weeks to hear such good reports. So next week I would like to have, we'll take another week on this. Number one, to hear from those who haven't done it with children, you can do it here. And secondly, write down any questions, any problems, make a note, see, how do you handle this? And we can talk about it together. I'm not the Bible answer man, so you know, but we can fellowship a little bit, and I have been doing this a little longer than you have, some of you, so we can talk about it and see what we can learn, even from some mistakes. I heard one or two of you say you made some mistakes. It's okay. Don't be bothered. Mistakes, if you haven't made mistakes, then you probably haven't done much, right? Anybody who does something makes mistakes, so don't be bothered. Mistakes don't mean anything. With children, it's easy to recover mistakes. Even you blow it one whole time, you just go back again, they'll give you another chance. they're not critical like adults, right? Because the main thing is, you pay attention to them, they're happy. You care for them with love, they're happy. Just that caring in itself does something, right? Just that caring attitude. And look how many reports we got of parents. They're so happy. Somebody's doing something with their children. Most, tell you the truth, oh, this is on the tape, I should be careful. Most parents, including our parents, you know, in the church, don't know what to do with the children. So if somebody does something positive, they're happy, right? So that's why this will also be very good for you when you all become parents. So, but that's not the purpose. The purpose is to get homes open, right, to gain households through the children. Praise the Lord. So I feel very encouraged by all you're sharing today, and we'll continue next week. Amen. What I would like to do this morning is to have more fellowship about your neighborhood children's meetings, about your home children's meetings. And I would like to find out from some of you that have not had such a glowing report that we got last time from some of the other saints, if you have some difficulties or something like that. But first, what I would like to do is, how about... let's get some sister who has taught the children a simple chorus. How many of you sisters have taught the children in your children's home meeting a simple chorus? You don't sing? Huh? Did you? Did anyone teach them a chorus? Okay. So many of you have done it. Okay. Then let me check... let's see. Raise your hand again so I can see. Any kind of simple chorus for the children? Yeah, either in Spanish or in English. Okay. Let me check with you. Amy, what chorus did you teach them?
This one.
Abba Dios.
Okay. Come up and teach it to us. Now, you all have to be children, and she's going to teach it to you, and then I'll say something, okay? We're going to have more fellowship this morning. But I like Amy. You just do it as if this is a bunch of kids in the home, and you just do it the way you would do it in the home, okay? Show us how.
Besides our physical, we also have a big teacher's chart that we use, that we write the words on, so they can all see.
Oh, okay. How... Okay. Is it simple enough to learn just by memory right now? Okay, good. Okay, then do that. I want something simple. Okay, well, I'll stand up. Everybody up.
Shake loose.
Shake loose. Okay. Okay, okay.
How about the oceans? How about the sea? How about the earth filled with mountains and trees? How about the stars?
Okay, you tell us how you sing it.
Yeah.
You, we'll learn it your way. Go ahead. Okay. Give us the words.
Okay. Now you don't know it.
Right. Right.
Okay, so you blew it. Okay, I'll sing it, and then you join me the second time, okay?
Okay, we'll listen to you. Okay.
How about the oceans? How about the seas? How about the earth filled with mountains and trees? How about the twinkling stars above? Yes, everything created was made by God's great love.
Thank you. Okay. I like this one because it starts with creation, right? This is a very good place to start with the young children, especially the real young ones. Even 3 years old, 4 years old, 5 years old, 6 years old, you know, in the lower ages, right? This is a very important thing to talk to them about creation, how God made everything. And I noticed last week a number of you did touch on this point. In our children's meeting curriculum, this is where we start also. Our children need to know, first of all the children, not our children, all the children in the whole world need to know that God is the creator, that God made the heavens, that God made the earth, and that God made man. This is one of the most basic things. This will help them eventually. You see, before the children are saved, our purpose is to make God-fearers out of them. To make God-fearers out of them. They have to acknowledge God. And if you get there first, before they go to school, before they go to study other things, and put this in them that God made everything, and that God made everything, this course is very good, due to his great love. It's God's love that caused him to make everything. You don't have to explain that much. You just put the fact into them by the choruses, by your lesson. That's why with younger children, I would always start, the first Bible verse I would teach them is, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1:1. That's the first Bible verse I would use with little children. And then you develop this. You see, it depends. We've had fellowship with a number of the different teams and groups and who've been doing this since last week. It all depends. I hope that you would consider to have a kind of plan for what you're doing with the children. If you're only going to have 5 more weeks with them, then you have to have a 5-week plan. If you're going to continue next term, up until next June, then you can have a 6-month plan. And that plan can be divided into segments. But anyway, just as Brother Lee pointed out, when you go to a home meeting, you have to have a goal, a purpose. So every week when you go to your children's meeting, to your children's home meeting, you have to have something definite for that week that fits in with a little plan. A little plan. You have to know what is it you're after. What do you want to do in these few weeks? If you have 3 weeks, if you have a one-shot deal, suppose just spontaneously you got a bunch of children and you're going to do something, then you're just going to do it once with them. You don't know if you'll ever have them again. That makes a big difference, right? If you know you're going to have them again or you expect to have them for a number of weeks, that's one thing. If you're only going to have them once, suddenly you arrive and there's some children there, and there are no parents, and you're going to do something with the children, and you're not sure whether you can continue it. Then you have to do something that's a kind of one-shot deal. You know what I mean? That you have to do something profitable, that if you don't do anything else, you put something into them. If you're going to have them over a number of weeks, then you have to have a little plan, some direction. What are you burdened for? Of course, we mentioned in a general way concerning the matters of knowing God and the Bible, and concerning the matters of character. I would say this. If you're only going to get them once, then it depends on the age, you see. If they're in the early elementary, kindergarten, first grade, then to tell them that God made everything, and God made them, and God someday wants to come and live inside of them. I would do all of that in one shot if I thought that was going to be the only chance I got with some kindergartners or first graders. If it was a one-time deal with some older children, fourth, fifth, sixth grade, even seventh grade, junior high, you know, high, the upper grades in elementary, then, and I may only have them once, then I would tell them more specifically that they need to be saved, you see, and I would give them something of the gospel, right? How the Lord, still, how the Lord made them, how he loves them, how he wants to come inside of them, and if they call on the name of the Lord, they can be saved, you see. That's assuming I'm just going to have one time. With the younger children, I don't mean that they cannot be saved, but usually younger children will do whatever you say. And so it's very hard to know whether they're actually regenerated. You can get all the four-year-olds to call, "Oh, Lord Jesus." That's no problem, right? But it's a little premature, usually. Now, I don't mean they can't be saved, because some are regenerated when they're young. And I, too, was regenerated when I was young. But it's better with the little children just to put some basic thing concerning God, concerning creation, concerning that someday God wants to live inside of them, something like this in a more general way. But when they get a little older, even fourth grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, then if I'm only going to have them one time, I would definitely put something of the gospel into them. I would say this is the priority. If you're only going to have them once, to take time on something of character is not going to be profitable, right? Because you have to work on that over a period of time. But you can put the gospel. You can put a seed. You can put a kind of seed into them. Plant a seed. So that's if we're going to have them one time. If then we're going to have them consistently over a period of time, then you have to have a little plan. You have to have a little plan. If you know that you're going to have these kids for the next 6 months, then you can take your time to do one thing and to do another thing and to do several units in units, kind of like in units. You may be burdened to spend 3 weeks on creation. See, God is the creator. God is the creator of the heavens and the earth. God is the creator of man, and then man as the vessel to contain God, something like that. 3 weeks, you see, 1 point a week. That's related to creation and man as a vessel to receive God. Then that's a unit. That can be 3 weeks, 6 weeks. It can be whatever, but say just a few weeks. Then from there, we may go into something on the character side, you see. It depends on how much time you have with them each week, and it depends on their attention span, whether you can do both or whether you just do one thing, you see. So this has to be a little flexible, right? Many ways, many methods, many, right? We have all these many's in the outline, right? So the point is this, that you do have to have, when you go, if you know you're having a children's meeting, you have to go knowing what you're going to do and how it fits into this unit. And every unit has a goal. The goal of talking about creation is that man is created to contain God, right? And therefore, as human beings, we have to honor God. We have to know that God is watching what we're doing. Then that can lead into the character things. Because we've talked about God making us for himself, for his purpose, to live inside of us. So God is watching, see. Then, whenever we lie, whenever we fight, whenever we disobey our parents, it makes God unhappy. So then we can work on these things relating to the behavior, to the, you may say character, but actually what we're working on is behavior. And the shaping of the behavior, and the working on the behavior is what forms the character, right? 70% habit. Habit is behavior. So we work on the behavior, and out of that working on the behavior, a character is formed. We try to help them to avoid the bad habits, and we help them to build up good habits. And then a good character comes out, right? Okay, so to me, the priority should be something concerning God and something concerning the gospel. And then, along with that, we put something concerning the character to make them God-fearers. That God is observing, God is watching, God is either unhappy with them or God is happy with them. Not in a threatening way. We're not doing the Catholic parochial school bit, you know, where God is a big angry man up there with a big stick waiting to pounce on them every time they make a mistake. No, I don't mean to give them that impression, but we do have to know. They do have to know that God made them, and as human beings, we like God to be happy. And when our behavior is bad, God's not happy. And then we're not happy. And then our parents are not happy. And then our teachers are not happy.
This is the end of side one. For the remainder of the message, please turn the cassette over.